Hello, Shenandoah Valley. I'm Scott Bradley, your news director for the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450 with another newsmaker segment being brought to you by Warren County, where history, nature, and family come together. Today, we're talking to the Managing Director of Communications and Public Relations for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, Casey Hollins. Casey, the cooperative is into its vegetation management, and there's some brand new technology being used in this effort. We'll talk about that in just a minute, but tell us why vegetation management is so important.
Absolutely, and you're right. We have a lot of great new tools and technology that we're using, but vegetation management in general is our strategic and proactive effort to maintain our rights of way. And trees are the number one cause of power outages, so we're doing a lot of proactive work across our service territory to prevent trees from falling and causing power outages across our service territory. So this is a critical responsibility that we have to ensure not only the constant accessibility to electricity, but also safety and to maintain the reliability of our electric grid.
So there are so many areas that need to be maintained as far as vegetation is concerned, along with rights of way. What else is involved, Casey?
So as you just said, we do have rights of way, which are areas where our power lines exist. So there's a clearance on each side of those power lines. One of the things that happens is that dead or other hazardous trees that are outside of the right of way will fall and can often take down those lines. Technically, those trees outside of the right-of-way are not our responsibility to take down. However, because we recognize the risk that they pose to the reliability of electricity for our customers, we are proactively identifying hazard trees and then working with our member owners on a case-by-case basis to take down those trees. And it's just one more further effort that we take to ensure that the vegetation that grows within our beautiful rural counties doesn't pose a threat or cause damage to the electric grid. We have a lot of things that we do to revitalize the natural habitats. So our efforts are not solely on taking down trees or limbing trees to prevent those limbs from falling. It's also about ensuring that that natural habitat grows back and progresses safely within the areas that our power lines exist.
And as you mentioned, you do contact your member owners before the vegetation management begins in most locations, right?
Yes, we do. We proactively notify our members. We want to make sure that they're aware so that when they see, we have contract crews that work with us. I know for myself, as I'm driving throughout our 22 counties, I see them everywhere. So we know that our members are going to see them. And sometimes, you know, there's power lines that are way off in the woods, and sometimes there's power lines that are on a member's property. So we want the members to know when they see those contractors out on their property exactly what they're doing and why and what the benefits are.
Now, earlier we were talking about the new technology involved. What were the contractors using before the new technology now in progress and in use?
So we have a routine maintenance schedule, so it rotates around the service territory, and we did have a hazardous tree program in place where we were identifying from just a ground level visual perspective trees that we thought looked like they were going to cause an outage. Now we're using satellite technology that identifies the health of the tree. And that satellite technology is helping to progressively move our efforts to manage these hazardous trees, particularly those outside of the right-of-way. It's pretty incredible technology, and the information that we're getting from it is really going to aid our efforts in being proactive for our member owners.
I got to say, that is pretty cool, using satellite technology for vegetation management. Now, that also helps to protect the tree, right?
There's an organization called the National Arbor Day Foundation, and what they do is recognize utilities as Treeline USA utilities. And this means that they're implementing and actively pursuing proactive and effective vegetation management practices. And it extends beyond some of the things we've already talked about and into things like education and tree plantings and environmental programs. So for 23 consecutive years, REC has been recognized by the National Arbor Day Foundation as a Treeline USA utility. And that's something that we're very proud of. It's a prestigious recognition. And for a long time, early on in our history, we were one of the only utilities in the state of Virginia that received that recognition. So it's quite an honor, and it just is a testament to the expertise and knowledge of our vegetation management team.
Well, yeah, I'm all for protecting the environment. I love that idea. Now, you have 22 counties in Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. That must be pretty intensive work on the ground and elsewhere as well.
It is very labor intensive. Our service territory is very diverse in terms of topography or geography. And so we rely on lots of different types of equipment to aid us in managing the vegetation. In some of our very mountainous and remote areas, we've brought in a helicopter that has a gigantic saw that goes around the sides of the lines and takes down hazardous tree limbs. In some other areas, we have a tool that's called a giraffe. And if you ever see it out, you'll recognize it. It's kind of hard to explain. It doesn't look exactly like a truck. It has this long arm and a saw on the end. And that just helps us to more efficiently get down that right of way and remove the vegetation faster. And in some places, you know, our crews have to go in on foot and do the work that they have to do. And whenever we're out there, whenever our contractors are working, they have identification on their trucks as well as their attire that they're wearing. So you'll know that those are our contractors working on our members' behalf.
Well, very good, Casey. Thank you very much for all that information and best of luck with your vegetation management. And when you see the team out there, no worries. They're just keeping the power on. If you know of someone making a difference in the community or an event coming up that we need to get the word out about, call or text Direct and Connect, 540-635-4121. Make it to the attention of Scott. Let's see if we can make you a newsmaker on the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450.